Final
Frontier. If only go where no conservative mom has ever gone before.
Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Diane Linderman.
Where's the outrage? It's the zombie apocalypse. Welcome back. This is Diane Linderman, and this is Everything That Matters. 1-800-449-8255. This call-in program is for you. And we are talking about everything that matters in life, business, parenting, cooking, kitchen table. Let me just clarify. Conservative kitchen table politics. And believe it or not, I do talk about cooking. I know it's a strange thing. I always think it's weird when I hear myself say it. But I believe that everything in life is about a recipe. Everything in life has a recipe. Sometimes it works and sometimes it doesn't. But what I don't understand, with 2 days left to go to change our country forever, that there are actually people still voting for Hillary. I can't even understand what is happening to our Americans in this country. And is it that we really do want to vote in a criminal? Do you really want a criminal as well? I mean, people say that Obama has criminal ways about him. I mean, he is making allowances for, believe this, people. Can you imagine non-citizens voting in our election? Where is the outrage for that alone? California, they're turning people into American citizens, over a million so far, so that they could vote in this year's election. Is there anything the Democrats would not do to win this election? What I don't understand is, how can you identify, you liberal-minded Democrats out there, how is it that you can identify with the criminal element of not only Hillary Clinton, but the Democrats in the United States? How is it that you think this is okay? Have we so little morals left in your party of people? Have you gathered Hillary Clinton, all the lowlifes in this world, and all the criminal-minded people that make allowances? Have you gathered those people together? Or is it just a few really bad seeds that are actually making things like this happen? That we are allowing illegal aliens to vote in our election? How is it that that can even happen? You know that if you go into Mexico and you're not a Mexican citizen, they will stop you and put you either back on a bus back across right then, or they'll put you in jail. They have very strict immigration laws there. But why is America becoming the melting pot of dishonesty? That's what I don't get. Where is our moral compass anymore as politicians? No wonder people hate Donald Trump on the other side. No wonder the phony Republicans, the establishment Republicans, the Paul Ryans, the Ted Cruzes, the arrogant, I like to call them Republican bump, like you have a Bible thumper. Well, these are Republican thumpers. And all they are is they're so righteous that they think they're perfect. And they look at a guy like Donald Trump, who's just sick and tired of what is happening into our country, going out there and actually winning. They just can't imagine it. What has come to these people? But you know what? There's very few of those people. And we, the people, have spoken. We the people have spoken, and we want Donald Trump to be the next president of the United States. And people, those of you that are Democrats or undecided people out there, have got to look at this objectively. You've got 2 days to make a difference in the United States of America. Because if you can even just take one of the things that Hillary Clinton is going to do, she's going to open the borders. If you truly think that's okay, and if you thought it out of what is going to happen when 6 million people, or actually billion people around the world, feel like they can come and go in what used to be the United States of America, will no longer be the United States of America. If you really think what that means to your livelihoods, to your simple American lives, your kids, your schools, your hospitals, your grocery markets, what about law and order? You know what this reminds me of? This reminds me of Back to the Future. You ever seen that movie where he goes back to the future and he has a magazine and it tells him something about what's going to happen in the future, and the bad guy that he hates gets a hold of that magazine, and he becomes the richest man in the world or something because he had this information. And when Michael J. Fox went back after this guy took the magazine, and the whole world was corrupt. There wasn't a safe place to go. Now, you just think that, oh, Diane, you're just trying to scare us. No, I'm not just trying to scare you. I'm trying to tell you. You have to think about what just alone open borders mean, okay? Means no more borders. That means anyone can come in the United States and they will take your jobs, because I'm going to tell you something, people. The American people, many of our youth are the laziest people I've ever met in my life. I try to hire people, and I'm telling you, the work ethic in America is really disgusting nowadays. I have never been so ashamed to have to work with people in my life. Recently, we have been doing a lot of remodeling in this place that we have in Texas. And we can't get people to show up. When they get there, they do shoddy work. And this is Texas. You'd think people would just be more conscientious there. But they're the same everywhere you go. When we try to hire young people to work in our petting zoos and our animal facilities, they don't scoop poop. They don't want to do anything. Okay? They don't want to do anything. They don't want to work hard anymore. They just want to get a paycheck. And if they don't like what you do and what the job represents and expects of them, guess what they do? They make you fire them because you cannot stand the way they work anymore. So you fire them, and just guess what happens? They get on unemployment for 5 years. And they have a way of life of working and never working and getting paid for it out of your hard-earned money. This is nothing compared to what is going to be happening when Hillary Clinton opens borders, because money won't be worth anything. Nothing will have value. Land won't have value because there is no borders. There's no, listen, you rich people, you elitist Democrats, who don't really get it, who are guilty for all their money. What'd you say? I'm sorry. Okay. I don't have a call screen today, so I can't. I have to listen to him in my ear. Point is, we got 2 days, people. 2 days to make a difference in the future of the United States of America. 1-800-449-8255. This is Diane Linderman, and this is Everything That Matters. Don't go away. I've got way more ahead.
Just beginning, the pen's in my hand, ending unplanned, staring at the blank page before you open up the dirty window.
Sometimes it seems like a fall. Welcome back. 1-800-449-8255. That's 1-800-449-8255. This is a call-in show. And last week, I want to thank all of you for calling and letting me know you're out there. I think I talked to people that probably never call talk shows. I know I never call talk show, although I'd like to. I'm usually in the car listening and screaming at the radio. And then, of course, I have to stop and get out and then come back. But it was really nice talking to you. And those of you, and I had to kind of sort of tempt you with a free cookbook, and it worked. You guys kind of came out of the woodwork last week. And if you do not get your cookbook within a week, please call and let us know. You can actually call and or email me. And that's just go to my website, everythingthatmattersradio.com, and there's a place to email me. And I will make sure I get that to you. Sometimes we get the wrong addresses and things like that, but I want to make sure you know that I for sure will get that to you. And if you'd like to call today while I'm anytime during the show today, 1-800-449-8255. It's nice when callers call because it really helps me believe that when I hear you guys out there, wow, it gives me hope. I don't get a lot of hope. I'm sitting in a little office. Right now I'm in Oregon. I like to call it baby Russia because Oregon is a completely blue state. I am now surrounded, we have a farm here, and I'm now surrounded with marijuana plantations all around us, everywhere we go. And it's just, I think it's disgusting. They have signs up now, giant billboards wherever you go that says, and one of them was, I mean, here they are, they legally allow you to grow marijuana and sell it. You can legally smoke pot. Then they put up billboards that say, don't drive high or you'll get a ticket. It also says things like, the couple of them I saw was, well, if you want this job, and it was a job of a nurse, don't smoke pot. What hypocrisy. We are living in the land of hypocrisy. This is what liberals do. You know, it's sad that we have to actually have laws against stupid stuff, but we do. And if you're a Christian, you kind of live by the Ten Commandments. You have those in your heart. But the average person really does not have much of a conscience, I'm believing, in, you know, just the average, everyday person that really only lives for themselves. It doesn't really consider other people. You know, it's kind of sad because, you know, it's amazing that I can just stand out, you know, drive by or stand out in front of a market and I see people just sitting there just smoking away like, you know, what's going to happen with those people? Where are they going with their life? What are they doing? What have they become? The one thing they say is you absolutely have no motivation. And people, because they escape into this, and it's so readily easy to get now, that basically they keep it on them all the time, and when they feel a little bit of despair, they pull it out and they smoke away, and then they have no motivation, you know, and it's really sad because I can't hire people like that. You know, I gave up on hiring people in Oregon, period, because when we looked for employees, people would first of all show up because they had to make their quota of job applicants for their welfare and their unemployment, okay? Second of all, they could not pass 90% of the people that live in this area that, and this is actually a statistic I heard on a conservative talk show recently, locally here in Oregon, that 90% of the people that get drug tested cannot pass their drug tests. Now, what does that tell you, people? We are loathing life. Because life is so bad for 90% of the people living in my beautiful, beautiful, beautiful state that they can't pass a drug test. I mean, it doesn't matter what you give people. You can give them free food. You can give them free everything, but it makes them worse. Who do we have? Okay. Hi, Deborah.
Hi.
Welcome to Everything That Matters. I know you're from Oregon.
The marijuana thing, I voted no on it, and I voted no on 97, and You know, marijuana shouldn't have been legalized in Oregon because, like you said, most of the people can't pass the drug test if they apply for a job because it stays in your system for so long. And they can't drive legally, although there are probably many that do. They can't drive legally on the road with the, you know, they're breaking the law.
Yeah, do you really, think people...
If they were to get a job in a factory where they got lockout tags and safety switches that go on and off,
yeah,
and the tags are on for safety, they can't legally operate those either. So I mean, it's just a state where these people just, if everything's free, they think college is going to be free. It's free,
yeah.
free from the government. Because you're so pitiful, the government, let us, the government, take care of you because you're so sick and pitiful. Well, I know about, it's unbelievable how Oregon became a blue state when I know at least 100 people here in Klamath Falls that have voted for Trump already.
Really?
And so, you know, Trump is going to be our next leader, our next president, and
I can only pray, Debbie. I can only pray.
I'm praying every day. I do the prayer hotline. I do the prayer chain every day at 11:21, and I do that. And
I think he already knows. I believe that our Heavenly Father up there somewhere. I call him the Big Dad in the sky.
I pray every day that the Lord will bless him, make him president, and we will work hard for him to make him a good president, because it's not just going to take Trump. It's going to take everybody in our nation that wants freedom, that wants the ability to earn your own living, your own lifestyle, your own safekeeping, and without government interruptions. It's going to take a whole nation to do that. So,
well, let me tell you something, Debbie.
You have a blessed day.
Okay.
And I'll listen to the rest of the show.
Okay, thanks, Debbie. Yeah, she doesn't like to talk on the radio, but no, it's what Debbie's saying is absolutely true. And the point is that this is the way I look at when you have a great leader, they become a great inspirer. And, you know, it's so funny because if you really can imagine what it's like to have Trump in as a president, first of all, he's not there for the money. We all know that. Show me one politician besides Trump, and I don't even consider him a politician. Why would anybody run for office unless it's about power, prestige, and money? That corrupts them right there. Unless you walk in and you are a super principled person, and you truly, truly, truly have the love of your country. But you know what? It's hard to do that when you come from humble beginnings and you do not have money, and all of a sudden it is waved in front of your nose. Power is waved in front of your nose. The social club of America, which I call the Senate and the Congress, is a very powerful group that you get involved in, and they shun you if you have principles. But Trump doesn't need anything. He has leaving $10 billion. He's not going to take a salary, people. This isn't about money to him. This is about clean. Hey, listen, I get this. I get him. I love to clean up messes. I am what you call a fixer. I don't know why some people have that. My husband is like the kind of person that goes in there. He fixes stuff. He makes and builds and creates. And he's the most amazing man I've ever known. He can build anything, make anything, fix anything. He has incredible vision of what he does. He's a welder, a plumber. He's a licensed electrician. There is nothing my husband cannot do. So when you take a guy like that and you say Donald Trump is also a fixer, and he loves the challenge of building things, making things, and fixing things for the half the price of anybody else, in twice the quality, in half the time. Because he isn't about power, prestige. He's already got it all. So, for that reason alone, the Clintons are a gangster. Corruption. It's horrible. I can't even think of the words to call them, because it's just like everything evil follows them everywhere they go. 1-800-449-8255. This is Diane Linderman, and this is Everything That Matters. I'll be right back.
My dreams, and the days went ticking by like the beat of my heart. Spend my nights wondering how it would feel when the waiting would end and tomorrow would start. La 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 la.
Welcome back. This is Diane Linderman, and this is Everything That Matters. 1-800-449-8255. Good, bad, and indifferent. I do love to hear from you anytime during my show. And, of course, I always bring to you, well, actually, last week I didn't bring to you, I bring to you recipes. Yes, healthy, simple, and decadent. Because I believe that everything in life is a recipe. Everything we do has a recipe. And whether or not it's a good recipe, like I think the Clinton Foundation, the Clinton Organization, the Clinton gang is a very bad recipe. And how people buy that recipe and think it's going to be okay, it amazes me. I know I'm outraged that there are actually human beings on this earth that still will vote for a criminal, a person that creates intrigue and criminal indictments wherever they go. And they're so confident that they're going to be okay, because that's the way the Clintons play. Their whole life, they have gotten away with murder, literally murder. I mean, it's everywhere. Everybody, I read it everywhere. People are like, well, you know, Diane, there's no facts. There's only facts if the bad guys admit it. Okay? Because, yeah, we've got the FBI, but he had every opportunity in July to stop the Clintons from becoming who they are. Now we're, what, a week away? 1 week away before? I know we were only 2 days away, but a week ago, they finally, the guy got set of you know what, and he finally admits something wicked this way comes. So WikiLeaks drops another email, and it says Hillary's ally warned she, the Dems, could be destroyed by her corruption. This is their own people warning them. Veteran Democratic legislative and media activist Brent Budowski of LA Progressive issued a sobering warning to the Democratic presidential nominee Hillary Clinton. Hey, you can warn her all you want. She's not stopping. I don't know about you. Did you hear her screeching the other day? I was like, oh my God. When that woman, the demon that's like living in her, you know, is like starts coming out. I'm like, oh, can you imagine living with that? No wonder he has girlfriends. Democratic presidential nominee Hillary Clinton in March 2015, just before she announced her candidacy about the damage that would result. Now, this is her friend, Brent Budowski of LA Progressive, issued this sobering warning. This was on the WikiLeaks email that he dropped. He said that it would damage their... that would result from the consistently erupting corruption scandals. People, do you not see? And I'm not talking to you good conservatives and Christians and people that actually see the truth. Now, I know some of you have voted Democrat your whole life, because that's what, you know, Democrats used to be good people. Reagan was a Democrat. Those are the kind of Democrats I love. They're not really Democrats. They are beautiful people. They're Americans. But the kind of liberal, corrupt, scandalous people that we have now that follow the Clintons and just will mark that square because they're hypnotized. I don't get it. I just don't get it. 1-800-449-8255. This is Diane Linderman. Stay with me. I got so much to complain about today. You'll enjoy it. We'll be right back.
Trying to find myself.
Back. This is Diane Linderman, and this is Everything That Matters. 1-800-449-8255. That's 1-800, and write this down, 449-8255. Easy number to remember. And we've got Ralph. Hi, Ralph. Welcome to Everything That Matters. What's on your mind?
Oh, hi, Diane. Yeah, I just when you were talking about the marijuana situation in Oregon, it just made me remember something when Bill Clinton, and I want to say, my wife and I proudly voted for Donald Trump here in we're
yay!
In Montana.
Oh, you're in Montana.
I wish we could have been voting in Florida instead. It would have meant a lot more.
I know.
Montana's going to go for Trump. But anyway, I just wanted to say when Bill Clinton first popped onto the presidential scene back in 1992 when he ran against the first Bush. He was asked the question, had he ever smoked marijuana?
Mm-hmm.
And he gave the most political answer I ever heard, and I just lost all respect for the man. And he says, well, I did, but I didn't inhale. I thought to myself, come on, either you did or you didn't. You know, own up to it if you didn't. And he's trying to, you know, he's trying to please two factions there at the same time. I thought, no,
but Ralph, if somebody would have asked him, have you basically had affairs with 50 women, and what would he say then?
Well,
by then, marijuana is nothing compared to what he was really doing. You know what I mean?
I didn't even know about that until, until after he got into his presidency.
What
shocked me back then, too, was George Bush, he was a war hero. World War II, and then Clinton was a draft dodger, and I thought to myself, "What are the people doing?" You know, and I hope they don't make the same. I hope they don't make the same mistake on Tuesday again.
Well, the one thing my dad always said to me that what you learn from history is that people never learn from history. That's what he told me. You know, they just keep making the same stupid mistakes over and over. Thank you, Ralph. I appreciate your call.
Okay, sure thing. All right. Bye.
We've got Ray. Hi, Ray. Where are you calling from? Welcome to Everything That Matters.
Well, right now I'm in San Bernardino. I live in Toronto. But, as I was tooling down the 15 here, I just had a change of thought. And that is that what we're really talking about, forgetting the Clintons, because we know that they're dirty. There's no dirty. And the reality is that when a guy, he's the president of the United States, takes a 19-year-old young woman, who's there to learn the ways of governance and turns her into his own personal White House tramp. And the wife not only tolerates it, but excuses it and then denigrates that victim. That's all you need to know. The fact that Hillary Clinton has not only been guilty of that, and ironically, these are the same people that have made it a living a hell for most employers as it relates to sexual harassment on the job, but this is the same woman that has taken tens of millions of dollars from governments that systematically murder, abuse, and deny women their basic rights as human beings. That issue has never been driven home during this this campaign to the point that it should have disqualified her from the presidency. But I want to digress.
I agree 100% with you.
If we look at liberal Democrat leadership around this country, locally here, I'll give you a couple examples, and the people that are listening to your show know this is true. Take a look at the Civic Center in downtown Santa Ana. It is disgusting. That's number one. Number two, I live in Corona. There's one nice area of Corona left. It's the area that's up in the hills. Actually, there's two. Up in the hills towards the Lake Elsinore direction on the 15, and then right near Hidden Valley off the 15.
I know,
you
right
go
where
down
all that
Hidden Valley towards the 91 and get a gander at what goes on in that area where the Bonds is and the strip mall. It's revolt. That's the other example. And in San Francisco, one of the districts, they have a 911, basically a 911 line set up to report feces, human feces, dumped anywhere around Market Street and near where the tourists go. They've had over 7,500 calls since the beginning of the year to come out and pick it up the government there tolerates this type of behavior.
Oh, yeah.
And lastly, and this is my challenge to any liberal, one single American city run by liberals, Democrats, with a black population over 20% that isn't filled with poverty, violence, drug addiction, and general malaise because the Democrats hate the idea of black communities prospering. Because they know if it happens, they no longer have power.
And yeah,
so
they no longer
are.
Yeah, they're no longer Democrats anymore, but they become Republicans. Hey, listen, Ray, thank you. You are 100% right. You're a great caller. Got a hard break coming up. Thank you for calling. I appreciate it. You got to call back. I love all that stuff that you were telling us. It's absolutely amazing what you said. I'm going to look that up during the break. 1-800-449-8255. This is Diane Linderman. Don't go away.
I needed some wings to make it right. I had to fly away real soon.
It's like a weird song, isn't it? 1-800-449-8255. I'm going to go straight to the phones. I've got Karen from New York. Hi, Karen. What's on your mind? Karen there? Hello? Karen, wake up. I don't know. Don't have her. Okay. You might just put her on hold and let's see if she comes. She probably went to the bathroom. 1-800-449-8255. This is Diane Linderman, and welcome back. You know, we're dealing with the slimiest of slime. And the sad part about the Clinton organization and all that hang out with them, all of their thugs and their people, is that they're lower than the people that they rule. In other words, when you are a leader in America, you are supposed to have a higher standard than most people because you have to live by principle. Because while you're in the White House, your personal scandals and the use of everything that she has ever done to bring herself to power, prestige, and money is nothing to do with what it will take to run a country. It only shows everybody that if you want to be a gangster, then you just do what I do. Hillary Clinton does, that is. That's what she tells you. You lie, you cheat, you steal, you set up organizations for good causes and you use them to profit by. You know, the other day when she said 95, I'm so happy to say that 95% of the money that's taken in by the Clinton organization is used for the good of the people. Let me tell you something. That is absolutely a lie. I hope you research it because it's 5.6% of the money that has been taken in by the Clinton Association, their nonprofit supposed group that helps people and poor people. Just look at the Haiti mess. I read an article here. I'm going to get this up right now. It'll frighten you. Okay. I was the same one I was just reading. And it was talking about, okay. It was talking about Hillary Clinton's brother, who basically, working to obtain gold mines in Haiti. You see, There's such dirty money. There's such dirty play. There's pay for play. That's what that means. That means that she takes her power, sells it to the highest bidder so that she will do them a favor. She profits, they profit, and America loses. I don't understand how we can vote for somebody like that. When Donald Trump, yeah, he's been a businessman. He is about himself and his family. That's smart. But he also knows how to employ tens of thousands of people. I haven't heard anybody really complain about Trump. Have you? Any of his employees? They all seem to love the man. And I truly believe he does the right thing by people. Yeah, you can always find somebody to complain about, you know, you. I mean, look, I have like the most wholesome thing on earth, what we do. I help troubled young people. My husband and I, we work with kids that are, you know, teenagers that are truly troubled kids. What do? We teach them entrepreneurship to help them find self-respect. We help them learn how to be leaders and not followers. We set them up to be completely successful and learn how to take the losses properly. When you lose, you learn to lose. When you win, you learn to win. And then you take the things you've learned from losing and you learn the principle from that and you apply it and you become even more of a winner. You see, so Donald Trump's companies have been bankrupt occasionally, but you know what Rich Dad, Poor Dad said, you know, the famous guy who, you know, talked about his two dads, his rich dad and his poor dad. Well, he even said, and you know, most people that are entrepreneurs know that unless you've been bankrupt at least three times in your life, you're not really an entrepreneur. Now, to be honest with you, I think I would learn after the first time because I think that the principles of business are fascinating. That is honor, integrity, and purpose. I've learned that if you have a successful business, it has to have a purpose. It can't just be for money. There has to be a greater purpose. So that's the way we run our company. Our purpose number one is to help kids and teach them principles of business and ethics and learn how to run a company. And then what we do, because you can't pay them as employees for their entire lives, you make them partners. And that's what we've done. We started out with just my husband and I, and we've got 12 partners, senior partners, we call them. And then the young people come in, and if they stay 5 years, they work hard, they show independence, they show strength and integrity, we turn them into partners too. And it's so funny because some of them are like 25 years old, and they're like, I never really realized that a job would turn into my life, my life's work. It's really kind of cool. So when I look at somebody like Donald Trump, I always think to myself, there is a man of integrity. And you know what? So what that he talks like, you know, gets around a bunch of guys and talks guy talk. I have four brothers. Let me tell you something. Guys talk gross and so do women. And it's let me tell you something. What's worse? Hearing Donald Trump say some rude stuff or watching the butts of J-Lo and the F word coming out of these people that are up there singing and dancing around with half their butts showing. I mean, people, what a hypocrisy the Clinton presidency is. And I don't understand why you don't see it. 1-800-449-8255. I got a hard break, but afterwards, 1-800-449-8255. Check out my website, everythingthatmattersradio.com. We'll be right back. This is Diane Linderman. Doesn't kill you, makes you stronger. Stand a little taller. Doesn't mean I'm lonely when I'm alone. You heard that I was starting over with someone new. They told you I was moving on over you.
Ladies and gentlemen, I give you Diane Linderman.
Where's the outrage? It's the zombie apocalypse.
Whoa, I'm waiting.
Welcome back. This is Diane Linderman, and this is Everything That Matters. Talking about everything that matters in life, business, parenting, cooking, conservative kitchen table politics. 1-800-449-8255. We've got some callers. I've got Karen from New York. Hi, Karen.
Hi, Diane. No, I did not go to the bathroom. I wanted to tell you, I called last week. I got and you sent me your cookbook. I just got it yesterday.
Oh, wow, that was fast.
And I have to tell you, my daughter is looking forward to making your California sushi roll.
Oh, good.
And my husband want to make the butter, and I want to make the teriyaki chicken.
I also want to tell you,
your fans out there, that I have to be gluten-free, so
yeah.
There's so many ways to tweak your recipe just to use gluten-free products instead of, you know.
Absolutely, yeah.
Like gluten-free flour and stuff. But I think your cookbook, I just love the looks of it. It's so pretty. Everything that matters in the kitchen cookbook.
Thank you.
I was thrilled when I got it.
Good, Karen. You know what? If you make my brownie recipe, I use oat flour, which is gluten-free. And you can buy, I know if you need to be 100% gluten-free, in other words, it has to be grown in gluten-free fields, make sure you get the right kind of oat flour. But oat flour is made from like Quaker oats. Like, you know, they grind them up and they turn them into flour. There is no white flour. There's no wheat in it. You should try that. They're decadent. They're the most delicious brownies you will ever try. You're going to need to make some whipped cream because they're very rich. But they only take 1 cup of oat flour to make those. And I actually created that recipe looking for something like that for people, are gluten free. So try those, okay?
All right, I can't wait.
Okay.
I'll call you back next week and let you know how I do, okay?
Okay, thanks, Karen. I appreciate your call. All right, we got to go to Charles from Montana. Hi, Charles. What's on your mind? This is Diane Linderman. Welcome to Everything That Matters. Are you there? Did we lose another guy? Hey, there you are, Charles. What's on your mind, Charles, today? Welcome to Everything That Matters.
All right. Conservatives are just not attacking this in the right way. The liberals have been working at this stuff. Well, let's say we start out with Johnson, but then when they started burning bras, it's like liberalism has been working incrementally throughout all these years to get to where they are. And conservatives, it seems to me, want to just change it overnight, and that's not going to happen.
I know.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do.
Trump,
I totally understand.
You know, I'm holding my nose voting for Trump, but Trump is a step in the right direction, especially with the Supreme Court.
I think you're going to, if Trump can make it, which I am putting it in the hands of God right now, and I'm not a religious person, I'm a spiritual person. So I truly believe that this is not up to us anymore, but we have to go out and we have to vote. But I truly believe in my heart that people
vote Republican all the time.
I know, but I tell you something. I think Trump is going to be the best president the United States has ever had because he is not political. He is a clumsy American like the rest of us. He's cocky, but let me tell you something. He wants to be the best president of the United States. That man doesn't lose. And if he loses, I believe in my heart of hearts that it's voter fraud because I have all these articles showing that there's nobody that's showing up to the Tim Kaine and the Hillary Clinton.
Tim Kaine, my God, he's a bobblehead with a maniacal face.
Well, I'm going to tell you something. If Hillary wins, he is going to be our president because they're going to indict her. They're going to indict her. And she's going to win, and then we're going to end up with him, which probably is even worse than her. So I don't know. This is a frightening election. And, of course, you know, the two things that freak me out the most are the Supreme Court justices. And if we get liberals in there, this country is finished no matter what. And, of course, the open borders. I mean, if you start just researching around the world of what's happening with all the immigrants, just overflowing into Europe and all over – I mean, they're being, kids are being, well, people are being
Germany.
Raped. It's just horrible.
It's out of control. Over
well,
there.
They're building a wall. I just read an article. They're building a wall. What good is it, you know? What good is it? It's too late. A stupid woman that, the prime minister of Germany said, oh, come on in, 1 million people. Do you think 1 million people?
Prime minister, yeah. You know, I started reading a book. It's called Margaret Thatcher, The Downing Street Years.
Yeah, I love Margaret Thatcher.
I mean, that book is as thick as the Bible. It's a big one. But in the introduction, Margaret Thatcher was up against everything that Hillary wants to do.
I know.
And I know. Hillary, I think she even cuts her hair the same way to look Margaret Thatcher.
I know.
She is a long ways. And, you know, people say, you know, Americans don't want a woman president or anything. Well, I had the greatest respect for Margaret Thatcher.
Oh, she is my mentor. I have to tell you, that woman is my mentor. My father's from England, and he used to tell me stories about her when he was growing up, and he made me love her, and I started like researching her. Listen, I want a woman someday to be the president of the United States, but she has to be just like Margaret Thatcher, even more of a butt kicker. But that woman was,
my dad always
said to me, he used to tell me, I have four brothers, okay, and I'm the first girl in 10 generations on my father's side. So he's been surrounded by men his whole entire life. But I got to be raised by the greatest man on earth that says to me when I'm a young girl, you're not a man, you're not a woman, you're a human being. There's nothing in life you cannot achieve if you put your mind to it, Diane.
Bingo, you're a human being.
Exactly. And so,
it
you know, I mean.
It doesn't matter the color, the gender, you're a human being. And
exactly.
All you can try and do is be a good human being.
But you know what? Let me tell you something. I have the utmost respect for strong men, and I love Donald Trump. And I have friends that call him a bully. But you know what? I love Donald Trump. He is no bully. What he is he's gutsy. And that's because I'm not a weak person. See, when you're weak, you get affected by people that appear to be bullied. But he's not a bully.
He's easily intimidated.
Yeah, people can always call strong people bullies. Doesn't mean it's true. But let me tell you something. Donald Trump going up against...
somebody that slammed your head into the locker at high school. That's
yeah, but he also has to have people around him. He doesn't do it alone. And Trump is as alone as he gets. He has none of the Republican establishment behind him. The media, the majority, 98% of the media is against him and are completely showing their colors. The entire establishment of the United States of America, it's so easy for people to turn against Donald Trump and make him try to, but nothing they've said has actually stuck to him, because all these women that have come out, they're all backing off like crazy. And I thought his statement that I'm going to sue every one of you when I'm done with this, I thought that was the smartest thing he could do. People are like, oh, my God, look, there he is again. But you know what? He's smart because that man means business. And he's not going to do what all the other Republicans do, which will roll over and let people criticize him for no reason. You see what I'm saying?
Well,
and it's like,
be sure that Trump has surrounded himself with a lot of very smart people.
He has. He's very smart about that.
I mean, look at Newt Gingrich today on... Face the Nation. I mean, that guy is sharp as a tack.
I love Newt. By the way, we got to go, Charles. Thank you very much. I appreciate your call. 1-800-449-8255. This is Diane Lunderman. This is Everything That Matters. We'll be right back, so don't go away.
Torn apart, look who's got the last laugh now.
Got family, friends, yeah, everybody sins. A winner never quits, and a quitter never wins. Help folks in need, don't fall for greed. A jealous man is weak, so think before you speak. If you love them, let them know. If you hate, let it go. Fast can be fun, but sometimes you need slow. God is all good, the devil is so real. So listen up, y'all, cause this is how I feel. I won't back up.
Welcome back. couple of most favorite songs. Should be our next to the national anthem. That's Colt Ford. Great song. It's really a story. 1-800-449-8255. Welcome back. This is Diane Linderman, and this is Everything That Matters. Yes, I am talking about everything that matters, because everything has to matter. I will not blah, blah, blah. We got too much blah, blah, blah going on all over the country. You know, and I'm so sick of listening to all the talking heads on TV, aren't you? One minute your heart is soaring. Oh my gosh, Donald Trump's winning. In the very same show. I don't understand how the polls work. Next show, boom, he's down. Oh my gosh, Hillary's winning. Oh, Donald's winning. Hillary's winning. Donald's winning. I think they do that to completely keep us off balance. And I also believe that if the system really is rigged and Hillary does win by a very small margin, I think they're setting us up to believe that it probably could be real. I'm sorry. But if you look at the amount of people that are even in blue states, like today, Trump is at 5 different rallies. Tell me some 70-year-old man that can keep up the pace that this guy, he has always, I mean, I've done a lot of research on him. I loved him 20 years ago when I used to be interested in business, and I love the way he dealt with his kids. Like he let them play underneath the table that he was sitting at with billionaires making big, giant, huge deals with people. And if they ever called on the phone, he would stop everything just to talk to his kids. To me, that's why his kids are so awesome. Because their father was always there for them. No matter all the mistakes that he's made with his wives. And I'm sure if he was to do it over again, he wouldn't do those mistakes. Because men just have the ability, especially billionaire guys that are handsome, which he has always been a very handsome man. You know, they don't know how to just, you know, I could be crude about this, but I'm not going to be. But they don't know how to keep their zippers up. I know. Okay, I was crude. Whatever. Point is, Donald's now got a 10-year-old son. He's a mature man. I think his wife is a dignified, beautiful woman. And I think that he has respect for the first time in his life, not only for his wife and his son, but himself. And he doesn't ever think about doing things like that anymore. And I believe that this man has become a spiritual guy. And I think that he is called to this job. And, you know, a lot of people like the last caller, I can hold my nose. Why? Why would you hold your nose? I proudly will vote for Donald Trump. I proudly will vote for him because he represents more to me than any of his stupidity. And I always say he without sin cast the first stone. For those people that make judgments on Donald Trump, what have you done in your life to make a difference in this world? Tell me one thing, and tell me one thing. Just tell me how pure your background is in life. Have you been a pure person? I can actually say I have. I'm about as corny, as square, old-fashioned as they come. Because not only did I have a father with a big shotgun when I was growing up, I also had self-respect. And I had 4 brothers that pretty much kept most of the boys away. The point is that when I finally met my husband, I was engaged for 9 years. And I got married to my husband, a sweet and innocent girl. And that was by choice. And I was 30 years old when I finally got married to him. Met him when I was 21. Now, I know that's like an old-fashioned love song, right? But it's called self-respect. And because of that, we've been together now almost 40 years. That's including my 10 years of engagement to him. And I love my husband. He's a good man. He has had his share of problems in his life, but he grows and he overcomes and he becomes the new person that he's supposed to be and always wanted to be. Because as men and women grow up, they change and they become better people. If they don't become better people, they become wrong people. And they're wronger longer. Okay? But people like Donald Trump, I believe he is a self-correcting person. There are people in this world that, you know, they have to suffer really bad to change. Go to your knees, okay? That's what I say. Go to your knees and learn what it takes to find humility, to love what's right, and don't fear the outcome. Just say, I have to accept whatever comes my way when I've done wrong in life, and I have to accept whatever punishment that I deserve. But Donald Trump, I think he has been humbled in many ways, because you can't do what Donald Trump does. You can't go up against all of the media and all of his own party and all of the naysayers. But when he looks out into the eyes of his public, the people that voted him in, and he sees hope, that's what stimulates this guy, makes him love what he's doing, and sees that there is possibility. Okay? So I love Donald Trump. I think he's going to make the most incredible president we've ever had, if God willing, he gets to get voted in. And I'm going to tell you something. This guy isn't a whiner. Like some people, oh, he whines. He whines. Well, you guys are a bunch of whiners. You media, you're a bunch of whiners. You love to take somebody down. You've taken so many people down. What does it say? The pen is mightier than the sword. Well, guess what? It doesn't work on us anymore, you liberal, disgusting media. I can understand when he looks out every single time now, he's calling you guys what you are, loathly, liars, dishonest. He has the guts to do that, and we all know it, that the media are not honest. The media does manipulate. How dare them? They, every one of them, sort of take a secret oath of integrity when you become a journalist. That is never to print your opinion, only the facts. No, that doesn't happen anymore. Megyn Kelly, you disgust me. You are all about your own sensational life. You are going to lose in the end. I hear you have an awesome husband, but he can only take so much of your arrogance. You know, I'll turn her off. I turn her off every single day. I used to love watching Megyn Kelly. I loved watching her. I thought she was tough and awesome, but she is all about prestige, power, and money. Those three things, who cares about it, right? I'd rather live in a trailer and have fun and be my own person and not be subject to being a phony. But the media is the loathliest, most snakish group of organizations I've ever seen in my life. And they are the tipping point of the evil that is happening in our country, because they have the power of the pen. And we just sit there and listen to them. We're all listening for hope, and they know it. So every once in a while, they throw out a little bit of meat. And we're all like, oh, ooh, there's some honor there. Oh, no, no, there it goes again. That's how fast it lasts. You know, they just want to take away and rip up your hopes and your dreams, just like the Democrat Party. And by the way, speaking of the Democrat Party, you should be ashamed of yourself if you call yourself a Democrat. Either you are an honorable Reagan Democrat, or you are a loathly liberal nobody who is actually part of the gang of gangsters in the White House and the Hillary Clinton organization, and her disgusting husband. I mean, I can't even imagine when I get up there and I listen to Hillary and I listen to Bill Clinton about talking about Melania. I'm sorry, I didn't hear you. That they're guilty of everything. But he felt sorry for Melania because she talked about cyberbullying. Let me tell you something. She did not talk about cyberbullying the way you talk about it. You don't need to feel sorry for her. She could eat you alive in 30 seconds if you got in front of her. 1-800-449-8255. By the way, check out my website, everythingthatmattersradio.com. This is Diane Linderman. Don't go away. This is Everything That Matters. We'll be right back. Wondering how it would feel when the waiting back. This is Diane Linderman, and this is Everything That Matters, 1-800-449-8255. That's 1-800-449-8255. Taking your calls all the way till almost the end of the show. I've got such a good recipe for you guys. You're going to have to listen. It's all about Thanksgiving turkey stuffing. And I have to tell you, I make the best ever. Nobody makes better stuffing than me. And I am not bragging. It just happens to be a fact. You know, I can't wait to give you that. And then next Sunday, if you listen in, I will give you my turkey recipe. Now, I don't know if I make the best turkey. It's really good. I always think everybody else's turkey is better, but mine is very, the simple principle of getting the right pan to cook it in. Okay. So next Sunday, I'm going to actually have my friend on that actually brines it. And I'm going to get her to give you her recipe because I actually love her recipe so much. But to me, it's about the best giant oval shaped, I don't even know what you call them. It's like a big oval shaped baking with a big oval shaped lid. I'm sure you know what I'm talking about. There's a million names for things and I don't remember any of them. But you know, I'm talking about inspiration, of course, because you know, when the fall finally hits, and I'm in Oregon right now where it's just beautiful, except for the fact of the smell of marijuana in the air. Used to be that you smelled fireplaces. Now, I smell marijuana. Seriously. And the marijuana, the pot farms, you know. We leased this ranch in Oregon because Dave, my husband and I got rid of our house. We also have a vacation rental in Brookings, Oregon, which is right on the coast there. It's just unbelievably beautiful. It's never changed in the 35 years that we've lived here in Oregon. It's just like a crummy little fishing village that just has a lot of charm to it. And a couple nice restaurants. And I think it's starting to grow a tiny bit. People do love going down there. And it's like any other gorgeous, beautiful, clean water of the Pacific Northwest. But we leased this ranch and, cause we didn't know where we were going to do it. We didn't know what we were going to do. So we leased a 40 acre ranch, really, really reasonably with a kind of a nice old home that's really outdated, but it's really cozy. We actually own a farm here too with my company. And you know, they called us the other day, oh, we're going to put it up for sale. Do you want to buy it? And I'm like, well, what do you want for it? 1.1 million. I'm like, what? $1.1 million for this. The fences are falling down. We found out, thank God, after we moved in, that the 40 acres of actual land is like clay. You lose your boots. You know, there's like 1,000 pairs of boots out there, literally, when you go out there and you can't get out because your boot gets stuck. I am not kidding. The ground swallows things. And then the summertime, it's so hard, it cracks, and they've got these giant crevices that horses and cows and things can put their legs in and break their legs. So we basically ended up just with this neat house. It has a little tiny little swimming pool and a beautiful yard. And we've enjoyed living here. And we thought we'd only be here a few years. But my point I'm making is $1.1 million. You want to know why they can get that much money for this piece of... Because the marijuana growers are coming in droves. And they are buying up land. Because they're going to grow marijuana and make $1 billion, just like the gold rush. Except for you can't find people to work because they're all high. 1-800-449-8255. I am not joking. This is Diane Linderman. It's 1-800-449-8255. This is Diane Linderman. This is Everything That Matters. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
All my life, there was just me in my dreams. And the days went ticking by like the beat of my heart.
Welcome back. This is Diane Linderman, and this is Everything That Matters. 1-800-449-8255. That's 1-800-449-8255. 8255. Don't forget, I've got the best recipe for stuffing you've ever tried. If you're one of the lucky people last week that actually got one of my books for free, it's in that book, so you can use it. It's not on my website, so if you want it, you either order a book from Amazon, all you cheapskates out there that's got moths. You know what? My books are so cute. You heard the lady from New York, Karen, say, boy, that's a cute book. You know what? My daughter is a phenomenal artist. I can't actually admit that she drew the beautiful picture of one of our restaurants. It's a little cottage on the front of this cookbook, but she draws just like that. And all my other stuff that I have done since, this is one of my original cookbooks. And the picture on the front is of a little place that's in a place called Jacksonville, Oregon. It's a little historic town. And it sat 15 people inside and about 35 outside. So it was kind of a fair weather restaurant, but man, did we pump out some incredible food there. And so these are original recipes in there. You will have to go to Amazon actually and order it, or go to one of my websites. Everything That Matters in the Kitchen is the name of the cookbook. Plus, if you want to get a really, really great gift for Christmas for your kids, I have a series of kids books, because I believe truly of the heart of hearts that if you teach a child how to start a business at 5 or 7 years old, that they will never forget the principles of entrepreneurship. So I have written a series of adorable books that have beautiful paintings in them. A lady that I know that's like 80 years old now, but she was 70 when she did it, and she painted with her shoes off. It's amazing because she inspired my daughter to be an artist, which is, my daughter's now 19, and she is so amazing. And she's just got done with our company Christmas card, which I will put on Facebook. I will have it on my, I will actually put it on my website because it's so incredible. And she's going to be selling those as actually cards, so you might even want to be interested in buying them. But the thing is that the books are beautiful. There's three stories and then a workbook, and it's How to Become an Entrepreneurial Kid by Diane Linderman. Because I truly believe that kids are the most natural entrepreneurs there are. Just try to say no to a kid selling lemonade, and you'll know what I mean. They know their product, especially if they made it from scratch. Try to teach your kids how to make lemonade from scratch. Lemons, sugar, and water. Or you can use stevia. We always sweeten our lemonade with stevia, which will not kill your children. It's actually very good for you. And you know what? If you do that and you buy them my cookbook called Kids Can Cook, okay? Really, you should buy one for yourself if you've never cooked before. It's simple. And some of my favorite recipes are in there that we use all the time. Okay? You get that for them. They will love it. Not only will you teach them to be a business person, but you'll teach them how to cook. Because I believe that kids can cook. I actually do an entire show with it. And it's just funny. They're the cutest things on earth. Kids are adorable. And they love you to trust them with stuff. And a lot of parents don't want to trust them in the kitchen. But if you have a little cookbook that they can go by, you'd be amazed at what they can make. And you'll be going, oh my gosh, this is incredible. Because they are the very recipes I used in my restaurant. Okay, so let's get back to business. You know, I was going to say to you that a lot of people can't wait to see if Donald Trump wins, because even my own dad, who's 88 years old, said the other day, you know, if Donald, he's from England, he's a crack up. My mom's from Alabama. What y'all doing, right? But my dad says, well, if Trump wins, I might buy myself another boat. And he has a home in Ventura, California. He lives up here in Oregon most of the time. But we all grew up in Ventura in our younger years. Beautiful place on the beach, right? He has a house with when the houses were $50,000, he bought one, and it was probably the only one on the entire canal. But it has a boat dock. And my dad is an avid fisherman. I mean, he loves fishing. That's his favorite thing to do on this entire planet. And anyway, he said he was so inspired. He feels so free that, you know, he says, I might move down to Ventura again and go get myself a boat. Now, how many 88-year-olds start all over like that? thanks to Donald Trump, he's been inspired. 1-800-449-8255. This is Diane Linderman, and this is Everything That Matters. Don't go away. Got an incredible recipe ahead.
What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Stand a little taller. Doesn't mean I'm lonely when I'm alone. What doesn't kill you makes you fighter. Puts the
fever. Welcome back. Sorry, I was doing something here. Welcome back. This is Diane Linderman, and this is Everything That Matters. 1-800-449-8255. I don't have any more breaks, right, Robert? Okay. All right. So because I don't have any more breaks, I have to give you my recipe because last week I was a bad girl and I kept taking calls because I wanted to get as many people as I possibly could. But I thought I'm going to do the same thing next week because we're getting so close to Thanksgiving. How would y'all love my incredibly delicious rosemary turkey stuffing? Okay. Okay. This is how easy I make my turkey. And like I said, I think it's really delicious. It's very moist. It's all about the pan, okay? The big pan you put it in, the big dome lid where it sucks on in it while you're, you know, it's an oval shape, and I don't know what you want to call it. I just can't even think of the name of it because there's so many names they name it. It's just a big baking pan, and I usually make, like, everything in mine. So if you're going to do my rosemary turkey, it's so easy. I usually get an organic or preservative-free turkey, and I wash it completely, and I pat it dry. I massage the skin with either coconut oil or olive oil, okay? That way I get it all nice and massaged, and I get that oil on there because that's what browns it and sears it, okay? Then what I do is I sprinkle on rosemary, sage, garlic, salt, and pepper. Now, my mom from Alabama puts cut up apples into the cavity way deep down inside. I do that so that I can pull them out, but it does help keep moisture inside, okay? That's what she says, so I'm going to believe her. So what I do is, here's my stuffing, okay? This is the best thing ever in the world. I make 2 pans of homemade cornbread. Now, I'm not going to give you that recipe today. I might give it to you next week. But you can go to my site, everythingthatmattersinthekitchen.com, and you can get my homemade recipe for cornbread. That also is the best thing you've ever tried. So you need 3 loaves of 100% whole wheat bread. And I actually like a bread called Milton's. It's Milton's bread, and it's delicious. And it's 100% whole wheat. So you need 4 eggs. So you need 2 pans of cornbread, 3 loaves of the whole wheat bread. What I do is I take a giant bowl and I just take it in my hands and I just strip it so that it just turns into a bunch of pieces, both the cornbread, and I, you know, rip it all apart, and I rip apart my whole wheat bread. I don't take the crust off my whole wheat bread. Then I take 4 eggs and I throw them in there. Just chop this, boop, break them in there. Then in a saucepan, ready for this? I take 2 sticks of butter because this is where the flavor comes from. And then I take 2 whole onions. I chop those up really small. 4 stalks of celery. Chop those up small. 1 to 2 bunches of fresh parsley. Can't have too much parsley. Chop that up. Dice it up, okay? I use 3 cloves of garlic or more. Finely chop that into them. Just mince it. I put those into the butter and I saute them till they're translucent. Then I pour all of that, including the butter and everything, into my stuffing. Then what I do, my spices are sage. So I take 2 to 3 teaspoons of sage, 1 teaspoon of thyme, and then there's something called poultry seasoning, which has got pretty much everything you want in it. I take a few teaspoons. That's optional. And then what I do is I take some honey. And I just probably put in about, I don't know, an eighth of a cup of honey. Just squeeze it all in there. There's so much in there. I also use garlic salt and pepper to taste. Okay? Now what I do is I take, oh, 4 cups of chicken broth or turkey broth. So sometimes what I do is I'll take the neck and the gizzards and everything, and I'll boil them with onions and celery and that until they just cover them with water and boil them, and then you have a broth. And you need about maybe 3 to 4 cups. But before you put the broth in there, I want you to take your hands, and if you got some nice good food gloves, go ahead and do that. Just start digging your hands in there and squishing that up until it all turns into this yummy, delicious stuffing. Then I want you to taste it. Before you put it in the turkey or you bake it, taste it. Does it need more salt? Does it need to be a little sweeter? Does it need to be moister? If it needs to be more moist, then you take your broth and you add it till it's really moist. You don't want it all watery, but you want it super moist. Okay, now, this is what I do with my stuffing, and I make a lot of stuffing. I put so much, and I don't care what anybody says, because some people say, well, you should cook your turkey first, and then you add your stuffing later. No, I do it all at once. I put so much stuffing in my turkey that it actually seeps into the skin, and sometimes I'll even put it under the skin. Because remember, you got 2 sticks of butter in that. Maybe you might even need 3 if you have, you know, if it needs to be really, really, if you can taste it. You can say, oh my gosh, this is not buttery enough. This is not salty enough. This is not, got to have a tiny bit of sweetness to it. Not sweet, but just because sugar and sweetness pops out all that flavor in there. Remember, when all the sage and the rosemary and the poultry seasoning and all that gets in there and the onions, and it starts to cook, it's all going to marry, and you are going to have the most delicious stuffing you've ever had. I know some people chop up all the gizzards and everything. I can't stand finding those little parcels of, some people put raisins. Ew, don't put fruit in your stuffing. Ew, that's just disgusting. But I tell you something, it's so good. So I literally take my fist, push it down as hard as I can till it squishes everybody. I put it inside the wings, everywhere. Bake that sucker open on 500 degrees till it sears. Then put that lid on and check it every few hours to see where it's at. Until next week, I love being here. This is Diane Linderman, and this is Everything That Matters. Don't go away till you got to go away. We'll see you next week. Thank you for listening.
Kids are starving in Japan, so eat it, just eat it. Don't wanna argue, I don't wanna debate. Don't wanna hear about what kind of food you hate. You won't get no dessert till you clean up your plate, so eat it.